natural way, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. That telephone number to be with us on the show is 866-444-3478, and when you hear somebody hang up, you can jump on here. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water, a wonderful mineral water that's the main water I drink. It comes from Mineral Wells, Texas, loaded with great trace minerals, better than any water you'll find out there on the market. And also by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the probiotic product that I take every day. Haven't taken mine this morning, as a matter of fact, because you're supposed to do it an hour away from your meal, and I was in a big hurry this morning, and it's about time for me to take it now. We're going to visit with somebody that's real interesting right now that has a book out called The Doggone Good Cookbook. Her name is Gail Pruitt. Gail is, I don't know if I can get the right line here, on with us. And Gail, where are you located?
I'm here in Dallas, Texas.
You're right here in Dallas. Why haven't we gotten together before now?
Well, actually, I've met you a couple of times at some of the health fests.
Well, I love your book, Doggone Good Cookbook. Is this the first book that you've written?
It's the very first one. We do have another one coming out in the same series next February, too. But this is the very first one. So.
Well, it's about what to feed your dogs and what not to feed your dogs, and it's primarily about dogs. Do you cover cats in here at all?
I don't, but, you know, I've had so many people say, Gail, you got to do a cat book. So we're doing a lot of research right now on cats.
Well, I know from personal experience being involved in some natural dog foods in the past that cats are a lot tougher than dogs because cats are cats.
Right.
And sometimes it's easy to please them, and sometimes it's not. Gail's got it's a great book, a lot of good photography, really good information in here. The there's all kinds of recipes in the book that I think are terrific. But maybe the thing that we ought to talk about to begin with here, Gail, is the things that you don't recommend feeding dogs. Every time I talk about some of the things that I feed my dogs, I get some people calling me and complaining and wanting to debate, which is fine. We encourage that.
Uh-huh.
But you've got a couple of things on the list that I probably give my dogs. So,
what
I give my dogs is anything we eat. And I know that you don't like onions and garlic, but everything we cook has onions and garlic in them. Let's talk about what your objection to those two things is. And I know using a lot of them would be a problem.
Right. And actually, it's onions are probably a little more harmful than garlic. It really causes anemia, especially if you use it on, you know, a daily basis. However, I will say this, that feeding your dog what you eat is probably 100 times better than just going to the grocery store and getting just some old bag dog food. So, you know, I certainly wouldn't worry about that. And I'm so glad that you have the Munster dog food in your as one of your sponsors.
Well,
that's great. Natural commercial dog food, you know, if it's really good, I think is so good at least to have in your, you know, in your pantry.
Well, we've been involved with the Munster for a long time, and it all got started because I was recommending diatomaceous earth to go into livestock feed and pet food and everything else. I've been recommending that for a long time, and some listener called me and said, say, I know this dog food place up in Munster, Texas that puts DE in their animal feed. You ought to contact them. And I did contact Felderhoff's, and they said, well, we used to do it in the ratite feed, but we kind of got away from it. Would you be interested in working with us to get it back into dog and cat food? And that's how the whole thing got started. But you're right. From that point, I started learning about dog foods and cat foods, and a lot of them out there on the market are some real junk, aren't they?
They really are. But you know, something like Munster, I have in the back part of the book a whole bunch of what I call sauces. like just vegetables that are pureed and different kinds of vegetables. And, you know, the larger the variety, the better off you are, your dog or you. So, you know, what this would be somebody that really does need a good natural dog food that really doesn't have time to make their own bulk dog food. But occasionally just adding something really fresh to their food would be really helpful. So I've got those, I would say probably 12 or 13 different recipes for just the sauces.
That's a great idea because that goes along with exactly what I'm doing now. We, I tend to, like most people, Judy and I both would tend to leave the dog food out maybe a little too long. And it sneaks up on you. You know, they'll eat a lot more than they need. And our dogs had gotten not fat, but you know, you could tell by rubbing their ribs that there was a little bit more tissue on top of their ribs than ought to be there. And so we started just giving a certain amount a day. And I thought, well, what's going to be a good way to do that? And I did exactly what you're talking about. We'd cook breakfast, cook eggs, and eat usually some kind of meat every day. And then, and that's when I decided to feed the dogs. So when I would put our food on our plates, the pans that I cooked in, I put a little water and scraped around whatever was left in the pans and made kind of a broth and poured that over the Munster Natural when we got through eating. And they don't just pick at it all day long. Now they eat it all right then. You control exactly how much they're eating. It seems to be working really well.
Instead of eating it, they inhale it within 30 seconds.
That's right. Tater, our little mutt, both of ours are rescued dogs. Carmen, 105 pounds, and Tater weighs 19 pounds. Mm-hmm. Tater would, and you've probably seen this, you've dealt with so many different dogs, Tater would grab a mouthful of the dog food and go to some other room and dump it on the floor and then sit there and eat it one piece at a time.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't now that I put the sauce like you're recommending on the food, he eats it all, and he and the big dog will eat it together, even though they're eating different amounts, and they'll finish it exactly the same time and look up at me and as if to say, where's dessert?
Exactly. They wag their tails, actually their whole body at that point.
Right, right.
They're a happy. You know, my dogs, of course, they eat different foods every single day because I make it. I just really like to do it.
I mean, I think it's great, yeah.
And they're so used to it now, and it's kind of like, okay, what are we having again today, Mom? But two times a week, I'm like you, I do give them soft scrambled eggs, and they love it. I also give them some fish a couple of times a week, too, which I think is really good. And, you know, you want to get good fish, but, pardon me, I use a lot of sardines, and sardines are so high in the omega-3 fatty acids.
They really are good, aren't they? I noticed that you say don't let them have salmon or any raw fish, though.
Exactly, no raw fish. And the reason for that is because you have to really get in there, get all of the bones out. You want to make sure that they don't have the parasites in there. And salmon is probably one of the worst is for canines that if they're raw. So at least, you know, cook your salmon. And I buy the canned salmon. Which is much better. But I don't give them anything that's raw as far as fish. I do give them a lot of raw food.
Well, that's interesting. There was another report. In fact, I put it on our Facebook just a couple of days ago that came out about how bad certain foods coming from China are.
Yeah.
And they listed the five worst ones. And number one on the list that you should never even think about eating is tilapia.
Tilapia is one of the worst. I would not give my dogs tilapia at all, and I certainly wouldn't eat it. So, you know, you want to give them really good, high-grade food. And you have to kind of look and see now. You just can't go down to the grocery store and just grab something off the shelf and give it to your dog.
Well, one of the things that I think fools people is, and it relates to this China story, the thing that's in the tilapia that's so bad is not pathogenic or it heavy metals so much is it's the pharmaceuticals that are used in it in these huge amounts to keep the fish alive in these horribly nasty conditions that they grow the fish.
It's horrendous.
And then that relates to, you know, back to the Munster or any good quality dog food. A lot of the dog food people out there say that they don't have chemical preservatives in the dog food, but most of them do. Most of them have the chemical preservatives put in the raw material before it's shipped to the dog food company to make the blend.
So they can say no added.
It's only in the fats is where they have it on the label usually. That's the game. Well, Gail, we're going to take a little break here. Can you stay with us just a little bit longer and talk about how they can get the book? And we're going to talk about probiotics a little bit too.
I'd love to.
Be back right after this. Don't go away. Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. And it also happens to be a good sports drink. The all-natural minerals and electrolytes infused into Crazy Water deep underground by Mother Nature help your body rehydrate and recover much better than all the artificial colors and sugars found in most sports drinks. If you can't make the run all the way down to the wells in Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, and Central Market. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and I'm visiting this morning with an author of a new book, The Doggone Good Cookbook. It's Gail Pruitt. Gail, are you there?
Here.
Very impressed with your book. Let's tell people how to get it, for one thing. Where is it available?
You can go to my website. It's thedoggonegoodcookbook.com.
Okay.
And be sure you can email me, too, from there and ask me any questions or just make comments, which would be really great. But you can also get this at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much everywhere. Just
all the usual places.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, one of the things that you recommend, apparently, that I recommend is probiotics. Are you a Dr. O'Hara's probiotics person yourself?
Oh, you bet, and have been for 12 years.
Well, I've never given it to the dogs, but are you recommending that as well?
Sure, and let me tell you why. I rescued these two little mutts that I have now, and one was a little street dog that really ate out of garbage cans, and she still eats, you know, anything she can catch, and she's very fast, so she can grab a hold of anything and eat it. But when I got her, she was totally malnourished.
Yeah.
The other one had been dumped in a dumpster and had been rescued by a lady that was very, very nice, but she had way too many dogs, and he was kept in a crate with 25 other dogs in the same room. So when I got him, his little hair was coming out in handfuls. He was under a tremendous amount of stress. So they needed a lot of help, especially in nutrition. And Mimi weighed only 12 pounds at that point, and she's a Chihuahua Dachshund pit mix, we think.
Okay.
So she's a mess. We have no idea what the other one is. But they were in such bad shape that I had to literally pull up all of my carpet and replace it with wood furnishing.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I thought, well, you know, why not? I mean, diarrhea and vomiting continually, and I started giving them a Dr. O'Hara's. Actually, within 3 days, the diarrhea stopped.
Oh, cool. Just the regular probiotics that you and I take.
The original, uh-huh. And at first, you know, they wouldn't eat them, swallow them whole. So, you know, I'd have to open it up and put it in their food or a small amount of food.
I'm sure they like the taste. I think the taste is good.
Oh, they loved it. Now it's a real treat.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do get one a day, and they are so healthy. I've had them for 5 years now. And they're perfect. I mean, they are always in perfect shape.
Well, our big girl, she's about 8 years old now. And she's apparently, before we got her, we adopted her when she was seven, and she apparently, as a puppy, was a rock chewer.
Uh-huh.
and has some teeth problems. We've had to have two pulled already, and the probiotics might help with some of the abscessing and bacteria that's associated with that.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the reasons that they do the rock eating is because they're dying for minerals.
Right, yeah. She doesn't do it anymore, obviously, but the damage has been done. And I've seen a lot of dogs that do that. Well, that's a good tip. I appreciate it. You got all kinds of good tips in the book, a lot of recipes, some general instructions about things, and some great pictures. Who are these dogs? Just dogs?
They are all rescue dogs, and the photographer is award-winning photographer Joe Grisham, and he has done food as well as dogs always. And he was with I think Sunrise Cards, and they did all the dog cards for them.
Uh-huh.
So they are really fantastic. The photographs are beautiful.
Well, thank you for being with me. Again, it's the Doggone Good Cookbook, and the website is doggonecookbook.com.
Doggonegoodcookbook.com.
Doggonegoodcookbook.com or Amazon or any of the...
They get them anywhere just about now, thank goodness.
Yeah. Check it out, and check out the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics if you haven't already. And, well, might as well plug Munster Natural one more time, too. All of these things work together great. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you so much for having me.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, let's see. Let's try to catch up. People, some people have been holding a long time, and I appreciate your patience. Mike and Rowlett next up.
Might as well plug Munster Natural one more time, too. All of these things work together.
Yeah, we're going to put you on. By the way, that was Gail Pruitt, the author of that book, and we'll talk to her again some more. Mike, are you there? I don't know what's going on with Mike. Let's see if Jim is there. Hey, Jim in Elkhart, Texas.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I have an oddball question. Have you ever encountered a sinkhole in any of your experiences?
Well, I didn't know what you were calling about exactly. I was in Mexico a week ago for a family wedding, destination wedding, and I was introduced to the cenotes down there, which are sinkholes in the limestone and these wonderful caves and clear water and all that kind of thing. But you're probably talking about sinkholes around here that are a problem, huh?
Yes, sir. Well, I have a hole in my backyard. It's been there for about a year and a half now. Probably the entrance is 8 to 10 inches around, about the size of a dinner plate.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried stuffing trash down in it. I've tried stuffing, you know, yard clippings and stuff like that down in it, packing down in there. But it doesn't seem to fill up. And a couple of days ago, we were going to move the pool for the kids. And it's a 18-foot by 18-inch deep pool. And when I just bent one of the sides over to drain it, I sort of intentionally aimed it towards this hole.
Uh-huh.
Well, this hole inhaled that whole pool full of water to the point to where you could hear water falling inside what I take to be as a cavern in the ground.
Well, it may be. It could be that. It could also be the a place where a huge tree was at some point, and the stump is rotted. Can you hang on with me a minute? We'll come back to you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Edward Snowden's father says he has secured a visa to visit his son in Russia, but Lon Snowden isn't saying when he'll make the trip. He also tells ABC's This Week he thinks it's unlikely his son could get a fair trial in the United States. California teenager Hannah Anderson is expected to be reunited with her father today after FBI agents killed her apparent kidnapper at a campsite deep in the Idaho wilderness. Yesterday's events capped a week-long search that began when the charred bodies of the girls' mother and 8-year-old brother were found in a burning house outside San Diego. NATO says 3 of its service members have been killed in eastern Afghanistan. The statement says the deaths occurred today, but it doesn't provide a nationality or details of the type of attack that killed the 3. And Iraqi authorities say a roadside bomb has hit a military convoy south of Baghdad, killing 3 soldiers. More details at srnews.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Marcos Ambrose shattered the track record with a Sprint Cup pole for today's race at Watkins Glen. He turned a fast lap of over 128 miles per hour. It's the third career pole for Ambrose. Clint Bowyer qualified second, followed by Martin Truex Jr., A.J. Allmendinger, and Kyle Busch. Sprint Cup points leader Jimmy Johnson qualified 18th. In the American League, East leader Boston cooled down Kansas City 5-3 Saturday. Royals first baseman Eric Hosmer says the Red Sox bullpen was the key in quieting down the Kansas City bats.
Our coach made all the right moves today and bringing the right guys in. And, you know, their bullpen did a great job, which, you know, they're a great team.
The Royals lost for just the third time in 18 games. The Texas Rangers trailed AL West leader Oakland by six games on July 29th, but just 2 weeks later, the Rangers are back on top of the division after beating Houston 5-4, while Oakland was losing to Toronto 5-4. The Rangers lead the A's by one game. This is SRN Sports. AL Central leader Detroit beat New York 9-3. Yankees losing pitcher Phil Hughes says he had to throw too many pitches in his 4-3 innings.
Just got myself into a lot of long counts today, drawn out at bats. You know, kind of my day, so it was difficult.
Chicago beat Minnesota 5-4. It was Los Angeles 7-2 over Cleveland. In the National League, Miami blanked Atlanta 1-0, snapping the Braves' 14-game winning streak. Colorado beat Pittsburgh 6-4. It was Chicago 6-5 over St. Louis. Washington 8, Philadelphia 5, San Diego 3, Cincinnati 1, New York 4-1 over Arizona. Interleague play, the LA Dodgers blanked Tampa Bay 5-0. Dodgers winning pitcher Zach Greinke worked 6 1/3 shutout innings to improve to 10-3.
Made some good pitches and mixed it up a lot, more than usual, and that was the plan, and stayed with it. It worked well.
LA tops the NOS by 6.5 games over Arizona. San Francisco beat Baltimore 3-2. It was Milwaukee 10, Seattle 0. Jim Furyk is leader through three rounds of the PGA Championship at 9-under. He has a one-stroke lead over Jason Duffner. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Style.
All right, Howard, back with you. We were talking with the previous caller a little bit more off the air there, and it's a pretty intriguing deal. He's got a hole in the backyard that when water is put in it, it sounds like it's falling a pretty good distance. And basically, I told him I'd come back on the air and throw it out to the audience. If anybody out there knows a geotech company that would have the proper gear and the expertise to go into a property like that with the right kind of equipment, obviously what needs to happen is equipment going down in that hole with a camera to see what is going on. I told him in the meantime to stay away from it as much as possible, and we try to find somebody who's in that business. I don't know anybody personally that's in that kind of business, but if any of you listening out there do, let us know. He's going to send me an email so I can get back in touch with him. It sounds like we may have a cave in the ground in his backyard, which can be obviously a dangerous situation. So if anybody can help us out there, please do. You can send it to us at info@dirtdoctor.com, and then we'll get everybody together. Let's see what's up with Mike. Mike, you back in Rowlett there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
I kind of snuck up on you earlier. What's up?
I've got a magnolia tree that was transplanted from one location to another by a truck, and the top portion of the tree is dying, or it's been dead after the transplant.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the tree looks good, but it seems like it's moving further down.
How did they move it?
The dying part.
I'm sorry?
The dying part seems like it's moving further down the trunk.
Yeah, when did they do this, Mike?
3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, really? Well, you shouldn't be continuing to have a problem from the transplant if it's that long. So
yeah.
Probably what we're dealing with is kind of the same thing we've been talking about with people on several subjects this morning, and that is drought and the moisture level down in the ground. Do you have an irrigation system in this area?
No, it's a water hose.
Okay, well, you need to put that water hose on it. First of all, if it's dead, it isn't going to come back, the top part. So trim that out and then get a probe and let's see just how dry it is. If it's really dry, you'll be able to go through the moist area right at the surface of the soil where you've been watering and then hit a hard pan because it's drought. It's dried down below the topsoil. And if that's the case, you need to lay the hose on the ground and let it run for days at a time to where it floods and percolates down into the soil. To help the process, get an auger, rent an auger, and drill some holes, 2-inch holes, all throughout the root system of the tree and fill those holes.
Around the outside of the tree?
Yeah, go from about, you know how with a magnolia, you usually see quite a bit of roots out from the flare if it's at the right height. If you don't see that, that means it's too deep in the ground and you need to expose the flare. But the best thing for you to do is start this augering out near the drip line. I'd be inside the drip line a little bit and then go outside the drip line, drilling these holes maybe 18 inches on center or something like that. Fill them with lava sand or lava gravel, and then get the hose running to super soak that root system, and maybe we can get this magnolia tree to pull around. We're seeing that kind of a situation on magnolia trees all over the place. And in most cases, almost in every case, it's the fact that the ground is too dry down below the topsoil.
Okay. Well, now, one other question. This is my sister's tree, and my brother-in-law has got plastic-covered, you know, pretty lawns around the tree and with cypress or lava or something on top of it as a border around the tree. That needs to come off of that, right?
Yep, every bit of it. Get that plastic out of there and throw it away. Get the mulch back on the bare soil, and then get this augering done, and then do all the rest of the sick tree treatment, Mike, which is, you know, to spray the tree with Garrett Juice. The Garrett Juice Pro would be the ideal thing because it has the microbes in it. If you make your own brew or use another commercial product, get the Bio-SI bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus product.
Okay, a few minutes ago I heard you mention that you can buy the Garrett Juice already done somewhere.
Yeah, you can get it in all kinds of places, retail stores and mail order and various places. The brand new one, the Garrett Juice Pro, you can get from Gecko Hardware in Dallas. You can get it directly from the company, which is Green Industries. You may have heard their ad earlier. You can get it from the Natural Organic Warehouse. You can get it from Arbico-organics.com. In other words, a lot of different places are starting to sell it. But whichever one you use it along with broadcast application of the materials that we use for bed preparation, dry molasses, cornmeal, lava sand on the surface, not just in the hole. So what we're doing is kind of a super version of the sick tree treatment. And the most important piece of this puzzle is if the flares are covered with soil and mulch, get them uncovered, get that plastic off the base of the trees, and get the water running and saturate that ground, really flood the area.
Okay. The Gecko Hardware, is that somewhere kind of local in Dallas?
Yeah, it's over in East Dallas at Northwest Highway in Ferndale.
And perfect. Okay, I work right near there.
Okay,
I'll get some of that tomorrow. I really appreciate your help with this.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
That's a very common thing that's happening out there, gang. People's trees are getting in stress. I think I've got one myself where I've been too, you know, reluctant to spend the time I need in my own gardening. It's just we've had a drought going on for a long time, and you can irrigate and think you're watering enough and using the same schedule and the same length of time for each section to run, and it keeps the top few inches moist, but a lot of times it just doesn't get down deep enough in the ground, and that soil down deeper is getting drier and drier and drier. And we're not talking 8 or 10 feet in the ground. We're talking just under the surface of the soil, just under the topsoil. And you can find out whether that's the case or not real quick with a probe. Use a pipe probe, use a golf club with the head broken off, and see what the deal is. And if it's dry, if it's hard to get that probe in the ground, that means you need to let the water run a long time. And you don't have to do it over and over and over and over again. We just need to recreate a proper moisture level in the soil by watering a lot and then going back to, you know, your reasonable and practical watering regime. Here's Carol in Flint, Texas. Hi, Carol.
Hi. We got a problem here with a fungus that grows in the yard. It's a small white round. Sometimes they're only as big as a nickel. Sometimes they get as big as 2.5 inches wide. What causes them to grow?
You're talking about toadstool-looking mushrooms?
They don't have a bottom on them when they come up.
They don't have a stem?
No.
It's just a rounded
form?
Yeah,
and the problem we got with it is we've got a golden retriever puppy here that she plays and picks up everything out in the yard.
Yeah.
She's picked those up twice now and got violently sick.
Really?
And I might find out if there was some way to discourage them from growing.
Are they growing in a pattern or just random?
Just random.
Okay. They could be mycorrhizal fungus fruiting bodies. I've never heard of them being real light color. Generally, they're a brown, tannish color and kind of ugly looking. We've got some pretty good pictures on the website on dirtdoctor.com.
Well, these turn brown, and then the inside is like full of puffy stuff.
Do you have some big trees in the area?
There's a big pine tree.
Okay. They could be that, even though mycorrhizal fungus is extremely beneficial to the tree and everything, I don't know the toxicity if a dog keeps eating them. It sounds like it might be a problem. You can knock them off with a rake and just physically get them out of there. You can kill off the top by spray, and I hate to do it, but if it's making the dog sick, we need to do it with baking soda and water. Put a rounded tablespoon of baking soda in a gallon of water and spray it, and that will kill them, those fruiting bodies. You can use potassium bicarbonate, which is better for the soil than the baking soda.
Where do you find that?
The stores that sell organic gardening products will have a brand or two of potassium bicarbonate.
Okay.
You can also use the product called Bio Wash. That will kill it. You could also, I was telling somebody on Facebook just a minute ago, powdery mildew is the white, you know, growth that gets on plant foliage and fruit sometimes. Those kind of fungi can be killed with milk. You can put milk in a gallon of water at a cup per gallon and spray it, and it might even work on that those fruiting bodies. But for sure, cornmeal juice, bio wash, plant wash, vinegar will work. Hydrogen peroxide sprayed on it will work. You see what I mean? There's a whole bunch of things that are in the natural arena that will kill those fruiting bodies and solve the problem. If they are mycorrhizae, they're just growing off the root system of the plant. If they were toadstools, which it doesn't sound like they are, they'd be growing off of decaying organic matter in the soil.
No, it's come out of the dirt.
Okay. We'll kill them with any of those natural tools, and let's get that puppy healthy again.
Well, I'm telling you, she's a golden retriever puppy, and she's just full of life, and she just runs all over and picks up anything and chews on anything.
I know how they do. My dogs bite every plant they run by and do the same kind of thing.
Now, would it be good, Gail was just talking about a few minutes ago, to feed a dog. Is that actually like feeding them table food?
Yep, table scraps, nothing better.
And that's good for them.
Oh, yeah, it's
really good. You know, my whole life they've said, don't feed them, dogs.
Well, that's the people that are trying to sell you some dog food.
Okay, well, that's good to know then, too, because, you know, we're going to start giving her eggs anyway.
Gail's book is actually about cooking specifically for them. I'll be honest, I don't do that very often, but we are big on giving them leftovers and making a broth out of, you know, what's left on the plates and the pot, yeah, and the pots and everything. That's very good for the dogs if you're eating good foods. And we use, you know, the right kind of fats, coconut oil and real butter and things like that. And all those things that are good for us are also good for the dogs.
That's good. I thought she'd say something different when you told her you were giving them table food.
No, not at all.
I was surprised. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Carol.
We'll see what we can do.
Appreciate it a lot. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it.
When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Gail's turn, calling from Irving, Texas. Hi, Gail.
Hi there. If you have a little trouble understanding me, I've had oral surgery.
Uh-oh. Hope it's going okay.
It is. It was cancer, but I feel like they got it all.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. We have chinch bugs again, and I don't know what I've done wrong. I've been fertilizing. I'm organic a long time. I put diatomaceous earth, but it looks like it's gotten bigger.
Are you sure it's chinch bugs, Gail? Have you actually seen the bugs?
No, I haven't. How can I tell?
Well, the reason I ask is another real common thing that's coming in as a question, and I've seen it in some of our turf where some sprinkler heads got blocked, and it's drought stress is what
okay.
I'm seeing more than anything out there. It's not grub worms. It's not chinch bugs. It's not disease. It's just flat burning up. Now, I'm not positive that that would be it, but it's a good possibility. I'd recommend the same thing to you that I recommended for the magnolia solution that we talked about, and that is probe the area and dig down and get on your hands and knees or have somebody do it for you, and you can see the chinch bugs if they're there. If you did,
okay, even during the day? I mean, you can
see
them?
Yeah, they'll be
okay.
There. And I'll... they may be. I'm not getting a lot of calls about chinch bugs specifically, so I'd be a little bit surprised. Also, dig down in the soil. If it's grub worms, you can see that there's a whole bunch of grub worms, you know, everywhere you mm-hmm. dig down into the soil. But if the probe has a hard time getting into the soil, it's just not getting watered enough, and it's heat stress that's the problem, and that means you just put the garden hose there and let it run for a bunch of hours until it's back to
okay.
a good water level.
Okay.
And then the next thing I would do, and this goes for everybody out there, the one amendment that I recommend that will hold moisture at the right level for the longest period of time without question is lava sand.
Yeah.
And so
okay.
putting out lava sand, if you haven't already, or put out a little bit more, it is a good thing for the water holding capacity of your beds and your turf.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And also, what do you do when first we had two parrots? It went from 4 to 6. Now we had like 15 eating all my bird feeders.
Parrots, the monk parakeets?
I don't know. They're big, green, and beautiful parrots.
Yeah, they're real loud. Those are monk.
Oh, yeah.
Those are monk parakeets. And monk parrots, or either one. They live, we have some at White Rock Lake that live in the transformer towers. They like the heat there, and they have adapted and taken over in a bunch of areas. They are beautiful. They love the bird seed, and they are noisy, but they are.
We've enjoyed them, but I'm like, oh my gosh! I hope they don't tell anybody else because I have four bird feeders, but it's hard to keep the bird seed in.
No, just enjoy them, and good luck with your health. Get you some Dr. O'Hara's probiotics if you haven't already. I'd recommend that strongly for you. Girl.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Let's see, there's something I wanted to, for those of you that heard just a little bit of me talking about don't buy tilapia and we're going, huh, what is he talking about? We've got this on Facebook. We've got a couple of things on Facebook I should point out to you that you should check out if you haven't already. And we like for you coming there and getting involved anyway. But one of them is about the five imported foods from China that are the most important ones for you to avoid. And again, The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett on Facebook, it's listed there, and there's a video with it, so I'd recommend you go there. Number one on the list is tilapia. And it says that it's well known that China fish farmers won't let their children eat the seafoods they cultivate. There was a report in China a few years ago about a young girl living in a fish farming village who started her period at age 7 because of the high levels of hormones used in fish cultivation. So that's it's a filthy operation, a lot of them, and there's human waste involved and all sorts of things. But the main part of this story is the pharmaceuticals, hormones and all that are used to try to keep the fish alive in the unhealthy conditions is the big risk. Number two is cod. And about 51%, and by the way, when you go to a grocery store, including some of the health food grocery stores, a lot of that tilapia is coming from China. So read the labels. Be really careful about it. Cod, same thing. About 51% of the cod in the U.S. market comes from China. And what's true about tilapia, same thing for cod. Number three, apple juice. If you're buying a bargain apple juice that doesn't taste very good, it may be a product that's come from China. About 50% of the apple juice sold in the United States is from China. And then it talks about processed mushrooms, which would primarily be the ones in cans. Avoid them across the board. Apparently, 62.9 million pounds a year of the processed mushrooms come from China. And then the last one's really going to surprise you. It's garlic. Garlic from China. And that one's one that's easy to avoid because it's so easy to grow, and it's why we recommend growing your own. But the garlic that's in the grocery stores and ends up, unfortunately, I guess, in the restaurants a lot of times, is coming from China and has some real problems. Being called organic is something that all you have to do when it's coming from other countries in a lot of cases is just put the word on the product. It doesn't necessarily have to be organic. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed the 2 hours with you. Got another one coming up. You can listen online at dirtdoctor.com. Hope your radio station carries the third hour. And if not, you can listen to the shows archived on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Be back after a while.